I guess we'll just start off with some quick prayer for myself. But God, I just want to thank you for the sun these past few days, just that we could be warmed by its presence and just not get rained on the whole time. But I pray for this morning as I speak, God, that you would really give me your words to say. And if I'm speaking truth, God, just open everyone's hearts and ears to hear. And just give me wisdom in my words and eloquence when I don't have it. And I just praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So, first question starting off, how do we get a picture of ourselves? How do we get an image of ourselves? Okay, a mirror. Cameras and pictures, yes. Cameras, yes. Anything else? Oh, good job, Luke. Other people. Anything else more creative? Because that's all I had. Your own mind. Last call. Teachers. You do need light for that, yes. So there's a lot of different ways we can kind of get a picture of what we look like and who we are, right? And I kind of want to touch on a few of them, mostly the first three that we mentioned, just because that was what I could think of, and that's what I had time to think through. So if you have your Bible, please turn to James 1. So I was thinking I was going to do 19 through 27, but we're probably just going to do 23 through 25. So if we could all read together, starting with 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says.
So, obviously, James talks about mirrors. Part of that might be because they didn't have cameras back in the day, but it's also a much more unbiased view of ourselves, right? If we look in a mirror, we're not going to see some distorted image unless the mirror is, like, warped. But so what is the first big comparison here for James? He compares us looking at ourselves in a mirror with reading the word, right? So I was thinking, I'm not exactly sure how reading and like looking at myself kinda correlate. You know, when I look in a mirror, I'm just checking to make sure I'm fine, right? Checking to see, did I do my hair okay? Do I have anything stuck in my teeth? Is there a random pimple on my face that I need to like pop or cover up? But how does that relate to reading? And as I was kind of going through it, I was reminded that we are the image of God. So when I think of this passage, I'm not thinking when we look at the Word, it's the exact same as looking at a mirror. We're not seeing who we presently are. When we read into the Word, we are seeing who God wants us to be, seeing how He wants us to live, what He wants us to do, the character traits that He wants us to have, right? So, I kind of skipped over a little bit, but going back to like how we view ourselves, I think this one guy, he makes like kind of interesting engineering art, I think. He put it this way: the way that we perceive ourselves is in very stark contrast to the way that other people see us. And when you gaze into a mirror, that divide collapses. You see yourself exactly as other people see you. So, as Pastor Tom put it, we can have our own mental self-image, right? But when we see ourselves in that mirror, we physically see this is what other people get. I'm not completely ripped with muscle or anything. I'm not a long-haired guy. I think my face is not as square as I used to imagine. But other people kind of give us somewhat of an image of ourselves before we get to view ourselves in the mirror. They can help us find that truth before we take a look into the Word. And it's not just the physical, but also with the spiritual, the emotional, the mental state of ourselves, right? When I'm feeling down, I can walk around, and I think it's pretty obvious to me sometimes, but people will say like, oh, is something wrong? Are you feeling okay? Usually my answer is going to be, no, I'm fine. But they know something's going on if they have that connection with us, right? They can see and perceive and really like give us feedback on how we look right now. And the same thing goes for our actions. Like we can do things and people will see like, okay, this guy talks this way, but then he goes back and does this. And I think that's kind of closer to what James is hitting at. It's like, do we see the Word and do we profess our belief in Him? Are we openly saying we are followers of Christ and actually doing it and showing that to the world? Or are we going back and turning on our Savior and our new ways and just going back to our old habits, going back to sin, doing things for fun, doing things for our own personal pleasure? So I was kind of going through it, and our image of ourselves changes, right? So when we're a baby, obviously we don't look anything like we are now, except maybe a smile. But then we keep growing, and we grow and grow. We get new haircuts, we get new clothes, we gain weight, we lose weight, we get braces, our teeth straighten out, I don't know. We could shave, or we grow beards, and things change physically for us. But do we see that in our own spiritual lives? Does everybody else see that? Are we showing that change outwardly? So I've kind of been working with younger kids for a while, just a couple years, but I was kind of thinking, like, what is one big difference between them and the youth that I immeasurably enjoy working with more? And I was like, when I ask children to do something that they don't want to do, they'll just be like, no, I don't want to do that. But why? Because I was like, they still have this very like self-centered mind. They don't want to serve other people. They don't want to clean up after themselves. They don't want to do anything not fun. And I think we can still see that with youth. Like, it's kind of hard to get people to clean up just in general sometimes, but when I ask people to read or ask them to have a seat and just listen quietly, you know, sometimes it'll be hard to get that silence because they still just want to talk. They want to be with their friends. But as we grow up, I feel like we continue to see more of a change towards, hey, there's something else beyond me. I'm not just gonna like take all the stuff for myself. I'm not gonna keep all the toys in my area. I'm not gonna just clean up my spills. But they're like, hey, somebody dropped their trash, I'm gonna go pick it up, because if I don't do it, then someone else has to. Or if I don't do it, we're gonna be continually ruining our world and ruining God's creation, the outdoors. But yeah, it's just hard sometimes, because children, how do we get them past that? How do we get them past, hey, I want to continue to serve myself. I want to do all these things. And I found that it's kind of hard to do without some sort of physical reward, some sort of treat for them in the very short term. Like, oh, if you clean up your area every day this week, then you can have a piece of candy at the end. If you say please and thank you every time you need something, you can get all your stars this week, or you can get a prize out of the prize box. And I was thinking through that too, and I was just like, yeah, they're still very like self-centered. I want that candy, I want that prize, I want the recognition. And as I've kind of just been sitting there thinking about it, trying to figure out, how do I get all these kids who don't want to listen to me anymore, really, or they just, I don't know, they don't enjoy doing the things that need to get done. How do I get them to listen? How do I get them to think beyond themselves? And as I was kind of going through that, I was like, how did God do it? And unfortunately, I feel like his answer was patience. Like, God sent Jesus for us. He gives us an eternal life in the future. He has that prize waiting for us. But in the meantime, we're all still sitting here sinning. We're all still not listening to him. We're not obeying him completely. There's still those times that we might argue with him, or we just, you know, want to turn away and run back to our old ways. But he continues to pursue us. He continues to chase us and change us bit by bit. And I think Colossians 3, 9 and 10, if anyone wants to turn there. I think that kind of gives somewhat of an image of what we should be seeing. Right. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. We're not just one time, oh, Jesus died for us, we're changed completely forever, we're never going back to sin. I don't think that happens for everyone. We keep sinning, even in the small ways. And God continues to have to use Jesus' salvation for us. He has to continue to renew us every day, day after day. We are dying to our sins and putting on the new self. And do we see that in our lives? Do we see that change? Have we seen the growth from a baby who needs help, who needs their parents to like put on their clothes and feed them and do all these things, help them use the restroom, to a child who can begin to sustain themselves and understands what their actions are, what they're supposed to be doing, to a teen who might not want to do it, but they also begin to understand why their father is ordering them to, is telling them to do these things, to love other people, to an adult who wants to continue to pass on that love and care to their children, who wants to reflect God's own image and be that character in their children's lives, in other people's lives. And I think when I was looking at James, it was really different, because I always thought of it like, or I guess technically I never really thought about this passage that much, but when we look into the Word, I think the roles kind of switch. We're not the ones that are looking at the mirror anymore. It should be God looking at us, and we are supposed to be His reflection. We're supposed to be the ones that are growing in love, patience, faithfulness, goodness, kindness. We're the ones that are supposed to be showing His image to the world. So I was thinking, do we do that? Every time we open our Word, do we try to see God's character and His love? And as James says, do it, you know? Do what it says and live that out. Or are we like the man who just looks in the mirror and then walks away and completely forgets? So I was kind of trying to think of some interactive questions, I guess, but when we look at ourselves in the morning each day, what are we checking for? We're checking to make sure we're dressed up right, we're ready to face the day, right? So I think as we go through life, as we continue to live with one another, how can we do this through the Word? And I feel like there's an easy challenge here. We do checkups every once in a while when we're going through our days, right? I use the restroom, I wash my hands, and then I'm looking at myself in the mirror, like, am I still presentable? Do I still look okay? And I think we can do the same thing with our spiritual lives. Like, we start in the morning. We have a passage. We have some trait that we want to improve on. And so as we go throughout our day, as we go throughout our week, our month, we keep reminding ourselves, hey, do I still look okay in this area? Do I look better now? Or am I getting worse? And I think we can kind of use those other means of checking up on ourselves, so we can check the word and see what it says. Am I doing this right? Continually going back to that, just checking the mirror. Am I looking good? Am I loving other people? Am I having patience with one another? Am I being faithful and in my service? And then we can also use other people to check. You know, just, I think Dan's kind of been pushing for more accountability, and I think this is also partly on me, but just that we haven't completely gotten there in the youth group. But we have friends, we have other people in our lives, we have family. Just ask them, like, how am I doing? How am I serving you well? Am I serving you well at all? And I think as we continue to go through each day, just check up on yourself. Like, a simple challenge that I kind of wanted to do was, every time you look in a mirror, if you do have that memory verse for the week or for the day or something, just remind yourself. Think of that verse and say it, you know? Try to keep that, because then when we keep that part of God's word in our hearts, when we keep that image in us, then it'll begin to come out and show through to everyone else. So, I guess just kind of in closing, are we showing that change? Are we showing that growth in our lives? And I just challenge each of you, like, find two or three people. I think this is for myself as well. Like, I definitely need accountability. I need some brothers around me to help me grow, which I haven't had for a while. But find those people in our lives that can show us who we need to be, show us who we are now, and just be constant in that. You know, continually going back to them, continually asking them, hey, can you help me out? Can you point me in the right direction? And when we don't know, we go back to the word and do that with each other. It's not like you have to look in a mirror by yourself. Yeah, so I guess that's kind of it for right now, but let's just pray real quick. God, I just want to thank you for your word, and thank you for your grace and your working in our lives, in my life. I know it wasn't the most coherent preaching today, but God, I just pray for all of us that regardless what period of life we're going through, what chapter we're going through, you would just keep us coming back to you, keep us coming back to you, your word through the Bible, your word through other people, and just help us to have a right image of you and who we should be reflecting. Help us to each grow in character and in your love, being able to come out of this selfish desire, out of the self-serving childhood, and into a selfless love for others. And I just pray that as we go out from here today, that you would continue to keep pieces of your word in our hearts, continue to grow each one of us, and help me as well, just to find that fellowship, find others who can be encouraging, challenging, and just honest with me and tell me where I'm wrong, where I need to change, and where I need to step up. And just praise in Jesus' name. Amen.